Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Governor Shapiro says he met with legislative leaders in his office yesterday to try to reach a budget deal that would provide increases for SEPTA. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
With the state budget more than 2 months overdue, Governor Shapiro says the broad issues that Republican and Democratic leaders have disagreed on have been narrowed. Now he says it's time for compromise.
It's time for them to make some tough decisions, close this out. The issues have been narrowed. They got to make tough decisions and get this done.
Speaking with reporters at Dobbins High, Shapiro wouldn't specify what the final issues were.
I'm confident we'll get there, but finding that common ground between the two leaders, between their two caucuses, is a challenge.
There's been word in recent weeks that Democrats would be open to using some of the Public Transportation Trust Fund as part of a mass transit funding package that could reverse SEPTA's service cuts. The governor said one thing each side needs to do is quiet the extreme voices in their respective caucuses so that Republicans and Democrats can find a way to meet in the middle. In North Philadelphia, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Eagles are cautioning fans to avoid tailgating Thursday's season opener against the Dallas Cowboys if they're not attending the game. However, KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us fans might not take heed.
The sheen of excitement has not worn off in the 7 months since the Eagles won Super Bowl 59. One thing has changed, though. SEPTA service has been slashed due to a critical lack of funding from Harrisburg. As a result, the Eagles have issued multiple points of guidance to fans before the title defense begins Thursday. They say limited SEPTA service means fans should allow for more travel time than usual and plan to be in the stadium by 7:45. The team also says fans who aren't going to the game shouldn't tailgate. Dan Raxness from the Northeast tailgates pretty frequently and says it's tough to ask fans not to take part in one of the staples of game day.
I think everyone should be able to go down and enjoy the tailgate. You gotta find a safe way home, but you should be able to go down and indulge.
Meanwhile, Dan DePiro from Conshohocken says the mere fact that a lack of SEPTA funding has forced Eagles fans to make these considerations is frustrating.
Look around the world at how other public transportation operates, and we're a shell compared to that.
But does this added wrinkle dampen his and his wife Cassidy's enthusiasm ahead of a Dallas Week banner unveiling? What do you think?
Oh no,
oh,
go
hell
Birds!
No, go Birds!
Birds.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Eagles.
In Conshohocken, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Authorities are investigating a hit and run yesterday morning on the West Philadelphia side of Fairmount Park. A bicyclist was struck and killed. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson.
A man on a bike was riding along Avenue of the Republic in the park, not far from the Please Touch Museum, when police say he was struck by either a black Dodge Charger or a black Chrysler. The crash happened near Belmont Avenue just before 10. Police say the drivers of the two black cars were speeding through the park when they hit the bicyclist, who was then thrown onto the road. He was taken to the hospital, where he died about a half an hour later. Both drivers took off. But officials say on the other side of the river, along Sedgley Drive near Kelly Drive, a group of men were standing around looking at a black Dodge Charger, seemingly inspecting it for damage. Detectives were able to confiscate the car and are now speaking with those who were there. No one has been arrested, and the Crash Investigation Division is handling the case. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Mayor Sherrell Parker and other city leaders broke new ground in North Philadelphia on a new $40 million police station and public safety building. KYW's Sunny Morgan was there.
A vacant lot at 21st and Diamond Streets will become an over 30,000 square foot facility, currently named the North Central Public Safety Building. It will be home to the 22nd Police District and a Police Athletic League Center. Mayor Sherrell Parker says this project represents her commitment to making Philadelphia the safest, cleanest, greenest big city in the country.
This is the first district police station that will be built in more than 20 years. In more than 20 years. Listen, a $40 million investment that is not just simply a building.
Councilmember Jeffrey Young Jr., who represents the area, says the new facility will bring pride and joy to the neighborhood.
From our research, this is the first in the country to experiment with something like this, right? To bring that model to North Philly, where the police can interact with the community on a daily basis to build that rapport that we need to make our communities as safe as possible.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel was an officer in the 22nd Police District 2 decades ago and says it will make both the community and officers feel valued.
It's one of the toughest neighborhoods in America, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the impact this will have on this community and these young people
is going to be absolutely amazing.
The building will also feature parks, public parking, and a city fuel station. It's expected to open in 2027. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.